In honor of Rosh Chodesh, I thought we'd discuss the nature of Rosh Chodesh. And I think the prism, the window through which we should look at Rosh Chodesh, is Hallel. And as you know, Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is a minhag. And the question is, why is it a minhag? Why isn't it like Yontif? Why isn't it a chiyuv, an absolute obligation? And as a result of the fact it's a minhag, we do what's called Hal Bedilug, or otherwise known as Hal Halel. What's that all about? So if you take a look at the Sugi of Halel in the Gemara in Erchin, the Mishnah in Erchin records a certain festival that took place, a ceremony, I should say, that took place in the Beis HaMikdash on 12 days out of the year. And that was twice on Pesach, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. It was also on Yontif of Pesach, and on Atzeres, and during the 8 days of Chag. So the Gemara goes into detail now about all these days that are very special days on the Hebrew calendar. And the Gemara says the following. Maishna hani, what designates these days as singular days? Hoil v'yachid gomer bohen es ha-halil. Now, notice the Gemara's language. The Gemara says that yachid is gomer bohen es ha-halil, implying that there are certain days in which the yachid is not gomer es ha-halil. And the question is, what are those days? Leave that question on the side. We're going to really get back into that. The Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shim Ben Yot Sadok. 18 Yamim. There are 18 days in the calendar. Shahayachid Gomer Behen Es HaHalel. And what are these 18 days in which we recite the entire Halel, and even the Yochid, even an individual, recites them? Shmonas Yimei HaChag, which refers to, of course, Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. Ushmonas Yimei Chanukah, V'yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, V'yom Tov Rishon Shal Atzeres. Ubegola, in Chutz Loretz, Esrim V'yechod, Tisha Yimei HaChag. So we add one day to the count of 18 because of Simchas Torah. Ushmoni Yimei Chanukah. Ushnei Yomim Tovim Shal Pesach. We had another day for the second day of Pesach. Ushnei Yomim Tovim Shal Atzeres. And another day for the second day of Shavuos, for what we call Yontif Sheni. So the total number of days in which a Yachid is Gomer Es HaHalel, what's the magic number?
21.
Is 21. Now notice that amongst the 21 days, or even in the original counting of the 12 days and of the 18 days, we have all the days of Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. And the fact that we have Shmini Atzeres doesn't surprise me, because the Gemara says that Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo. But in contrast to Pesach, whereas in Pesach we only have Hallel on Yom Tov Rishon, or in Chutz Laretz, even on Yontif Sheni, but not the rest of Pesach. And that's what the Gemara is going to address right now. We know that our minig is to recite Hallel even on Chol Hamoed Pesach, but it's only a Hallel of a minog. And there's going to be a whole question about the nature of that Hallel, and whether it requires a bracha or it doesn't require a bracha. Because Yachid Gomer HaHallel is the real Chi of Hallel, and that requires a bracha. I'm not sure if other days that are only minhag to recite Hallel require a bracha. So for example, on Rosh Chodesh, we recite a bracha. But that's not universally accepted. Sfaradim, for example, do not recite a bracha. And that's the issue that we want to discuss. But first, the Gemara focuses on the issue of Chol Hamoed. And here's the Gemara's question. Maishna b'chag, what's the difference between Sukkos, the Amrinan Kol Yoma, that there's a chiv to recite Hallel, a full Hallel on every single day of the Chag, so even on Chol Hamoed Sukkos we'll recite daily Hallel. Umaishna b'Pesach de lo Amrinan Kol Yoma. But what about Chag HaPesach, that we only recite Hallel on the first day? Not on the rest of the days, not on Chol HaMoed. After all, Chol HaMoed Pesach is identical with Chol HaMoed Sukkos. We don't know of a single difference between them, not with regard to the mitzvah HaKarban, with regard to the Isur Malacha, with regard to the mitzvah Sayom, whether it's Sukkah, whether it's Lulav, whether it's Matzah. So the Gemara is looking for some distinction between Chol HaMoed Pesach and Chol HaMoed Sukkos. And the Gemara answers the following, a very strange answer. The Chag, with regard to Sukkos, Chalukim B'Karban Oseihem. Every day has a different Karban. When the Musaf is brought on Sukkos, the Pariah Chag, which we just experienced, every day has a different count, and it's different than the day before it and the day afterwards. However, the Pesach, Ein Chalukim B'Karban Oseihem, the identical Karban is brought throughout the days of Pesach. We don't understand exactly the Gemara's contradistinction here between Sukkos and Pesach. In both cases, the Torah requires a Karban, just that for some reason, since the Karban repeats itself day after day, identical to the day before on Pesach, therefore there's no Hallel. But what we do understand from this Gemara is that the Chiyuv Karban is somehow essential to Hallel. There's a relationship between the Chiyuv Karban. What would you say is the relationship between the Chiyuv Karban and the mitzvah of Hallel? I mean, after all, we're not in the Hallel, we're not thanking Hashem for the Karban. So that's not the, I don't think, the approach we should take. Anybody want to take a stab at it? Don't be shy.
Music, maybe?
What do you say? I didn't hear you. Music? Music? Mm-hmm. Well, music is certainly related to it, because music is related to what? To Simcha, correct? When there's Simcha, then there's Shira. Mm-hmm. And Hallel is a form of Shira that comes from Simcha. So you're right, music in the sense of this verbal music, when we recite Hallel, and there's musical music, which is called Shira B'Kli. So we have Shira B'Kli and Shira B'Peh. I mean, the Gemara in Sukkah goes through this. But where does Karban fit in? Does Karban have any relationship to Simcha?
I think the Karban fits in Musa.
Right, but I'm saying, does Sam, are you saying that Karban has a relationship to Simcha?
Well, yeah, but I would think I would think that in the Rosh Chodesh, like in the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, I would think that the Karban.
Well, we're not up to Rosh Chodesh yet. Now, let's just focus, if you don't mind, just because Rosh Chodesh is coming around the bend. But first, let's focus on Pesach and Sukkos. Meaning, every day of Pesach should require a Hallel, just like every day of Sukkos requires Hallel. The only difference is that the Karban repeats itself. Fine, that's an extraneous reason. But somehow the Gemara is making a direct connection between Karban and Hallel, and we're trying to discover what that connection is.
Karban is there is Simcha in the Karban.
Okay, so
Hashem, you're getting closer to Hashem.
Right, there's got to be some relationship here.
If you take
a look on the other side of your page, for example, in Bamidbar Perek Yud Pasuk Yud, which is the third source on the second page, it says Biyom Simchaschem Moadechem Roshechad Sheichem. So on the days of Simcha and Moed and Rosh Chodesh, we blow the Chatzotzos. Of course, we don't have the Chatzotzos today, but in Beis HaMikdash times, they brought the Olos, they brought the Shlamim, they brought the special Karbanos of those unique days. Basically, a Karban identifies a day as something singular. Even though there's a Karban Tamid that's brought on every day of the year, and that gives every day of the year a certain element of Simcha. So certainly when we recite Karbanos in the morning, I mean, not everybody goes through Karbanos in the morning, but at least to recite the Parshas HaOla, at the very least, for the Karban Tamid, the Karban Tamid was a Karban Ola, and it gets you in the mood for Simcha. You should be standing in the Beis HaMikdash already, because when the Shalva Parms Faseinu, you know, reciting Karbanos puts us, at least spiritually, not physically, in the context of the Mikdash. The Mikdash is the place where all Simcha transpires, a day which has its own unique karban, above and beyond the karban tamid, that indicates that that reveals about that day, that that day is a day of simcha. And the halel is related to the karban. So that we see, and therefore both Sukkot and Pesach, which have karbanos daily, a special karban above and beyond the regular karban that applies the whole year round, those are days of simcha, and those are days of halel. Paradoxically, in a very strange sort of way, Pesach, since it repeats the karban day after day, so it gets a little boring. It's the same identical karban the day before, day after, as today, and therefore the halel is not recited. That has to be understood. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, are you telling me that any day on the Jewish calendar year which has its own karban requires halel? If that be the case, Shabbos? Right, every week we have Shabbos, and on Shabbos we bring Ola Shabbos, has its own unique karma. The Chalukah b'Karnasel Lema. What does Lema mean? We should recite Hallel. So the Gemara now is searching for another variable. It's true that Karban is a requirement for Hallel. We'll have to see about Hanukkah. There's no Karban on Hanukkah, but Karban is a requirement, is a prerequisite for Hallel, because as we said, Karban defines the day as a very unique day with its own sanctity, its own simcha, its own Karban. But now the Gemara is saying, well, if you're going to tell me that any day that has its own Karban, ipso facto, is a day of simcha and it requires its own Hallel, then what about Shabbos? So you have to introduce another condition. Karban is one condition, but we have to add another condition. What's the other condition? The Gemara says, Lo Ikri Moed. Shabbos is not called a Moed. Right? If you go back to the Pasuk in Bamidbar that we had, Biyom Simchas Modechem Shechad Shechem, Shabbos is not mentioned. It's completely omitted. Even though Shabbos has its own Karban Olah, but nevertheless, it does not have the name Moed. Okay, so Moed is a crucial term that describes the day in such a way that it has, that the day is invested with a Kedusha Simcha, we'll call it. Shabbos has Kedusha, maybe the greatest Kedusha of any Kedusha Sazman, but it lacks Moed. Moed puts the Karban center, essential to the very day itself. Shabbos, even today, without the Karban, is still Shabbos. But the Moedim, because the word Moed means base vad, it means a rendezvous with Hashem and His Migdash, there the Karban plays such an essential role that we don't even have today the experience of Moed. We have a sort of a quasi mirror image of what a Moed is like, but the experience of a Moed in its pristine form essentially requires coming into the Migdash. What mitzvah applies to Moed besides Karban? That would also explain why the word Moed indicates that we have a rendezvous with Hashem, a close meeting with God in the Beis HaMikdash.
Aliyah L'Regel,
exactly. So we go up to the Regel, and we enter into the Migdash.
But Shabbos is a Moed here in Emor. It's included in Ela Moedei.
Well, the Gaon, I mean, there are different ways of explaining that pasuk, but the Gaon says that the word Shabbos there in that context means Yom Kippur. Because if you'll notice, Yom Kippur is lacking. Is missing, okay. Am I right?
Yeah, because it's
and he counts up.
Yamim, though. It starts up
right, so he says there are 6 days. Let's go through the 6 days. You have
first and last of Pesach
is 2, and then you have first and last days, I mean Shemini Atzeres of Sukkot is another 2. And then you have Shavuos is 5, and then you add
Rosh Hashanah.
And you add Rosh Hashanah is 1. On a Daraisa level, right? Yeah. Is 1. Mm-hmm. So the only day that's missing in the Moadim on a Daraisa level before Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius is Shabbos Shabboson, is Yom Kippur. So the Gaon says that Shabbos is referring to Yom Kippur. But you're right. I mean, the truth is, leaving out the Gaon's brilliance here, Al Pi Pshuta Shel Mikra, Shabbos does have some relationship to Moed. Mm-hmm. And in truth, probably every Moed shares something in common with Shabbos and takes from Shabbos some element of essential, a Shabbos is the quintessential kedusha, and Moed has another extension of that of that element of Shabbos to it. That's why in Kiddush, even on Yontif, we say we mention the same zecher that we have in Shabbos of zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mm-hmm. So we have something very similar between Shabbos and Moedim, and that requires a study unto itself. Yashkarich Techaim for pointing this out. I don't know if we're going to get to this tonight, but be that as it may, Shabbos is not called a Moed. What about Rosh Chodesh? Okay, that's Sammy. That was your question. Now, Rosh Chodesh has its own karma. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's about all that Rosh Chodesh has. We'll talk about this at great length in Mitzvah Shem. But Rosh Chodesh certainly has its own unique karma. Mm-hmm. And what about the second condition? I mean, Shabbos also has its own unique karma, but nobody would entertain the possibility that this Hallel on Shabbos, because Shabbos is lacking the term Moed. What about Rosh Chodesh? Is Rosh Chodesh called a Moed? Well, guess what? It is called a Moed. I didn't know that, by the way, but the Gemara pointed it out to me, because the Gemara says Rosh Chodesh the Ikri Moed. I underlined. Did you have it? Mm-hmm. Lemo, we should recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Again, we have some sort of a minute to recite Hallel, but that's not a Yom Shayachid Gomer Bo Es HaHallel. Now, let's give a clue as to what may underline this Gemara, that the Gemara presumes that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. If you turn back to side 2 of your page, why would you think that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed?
It's in the Pasuk.
Yeah, because it's in the Pasuk. Now, it all depends on how to read the Pasuk, where you put the commas. But if you say, B'yom Simchaschem Kama, and then what comes later is in a positive phrase, meaning, what is a Yom Simcha? And the answer is twofold. Number one, it's a Moed. And number two, which refers to the Shlosh Sharei Golim. And number two, Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh likewise fits under this category of Yom Simchaschem U'Moadechem. It's all one membership. It's all one club. Therefore, I come to the conclusion that even Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed.
Then why does it need its own separate mention? Meaning, if it's...
Because if the Torah hadn't mentioned Rosh Chodeshem, we wouldn't know that there's a Chi of Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. We would assume that Rosh Chodesh is not a Moed. So the Torah had to really spell it out. Mm-hmm. Once again, if the Moed essentially means a relationship to Hashem and His Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash, then that's exactly what Rosh Chodesh is about. Now, I admit to you that Rosh Chodesh doesn't have a mitzvah aliyah l'regel. But since Rosh Chodesh has nothing but a karmon, then the whole essence of the Kedushas Hayom, the sanctity of the day of Rosh Chodesh, is the karmon. Everything in here is in the karmon of Rosh Chodesh. That means that we have to come to the Beis HaMikdash and bring the karmon. And if we don't come to the Beis HaMikdash, then the karmon will be brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. It's a karmon tzibur. And the tzibur has now a relationship, almost a geographical intimacy, so to speak, with the Shechina of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's called a Moed.
Can I ask you a question? How could you have Rosh Chodesh having anything else besides the Korban?
That's what we said over and over again. Rosh Chodesh has nothing but the Korban.
No, I'm saying, how could it be that it has anything else? Seeing as Rosh Chodesh,
I never said it could be. I mean, what do you mean could be? Should we shake a lulav on Rosh Chodesh? What are you referring to?
Rosh Chodesh is the first day of the month. Every other yontif, right, has you're set beforehand. you're reaching that spot, and you're able to have something else to be able to do. Here, with Rosh Chodesh, you can go till mincha time, right, and only at that point declare it Rosh Chodesh. So if you're going to do any, if you're going to have any kind of assay of any sort, it's very possible that all Klal Yisrael is not going to be able to do it. Just ask him that.
What are you saying? That we won't be able to do it just technically because we don't know which day is Rosh Chodesh? We have to wait for the Eidim to testify?
Right.
Bisman Ariya?
Right. They postpone
but
it.
But the truth is, I'm not sure if we always know when to blow shofar, for example, on Rosh Hashanah. But the fact that we don't know is a technicality. I wouldn't say that essentially, therefore, the day has to be stripped of mitzvahs. In fact, the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, although, again, there's only one mitzvah, but that proves my point, there is a mitzvah Sayyom Rosh Chodesh, and that is what?
Karban.
The karban.
Okay.
So the Torah doesn't shy away from giving, divvying out a mitzvah for Rosh Chodesh.
Rosh Chodesh is not, according to the Pasuk, Rosh Chodesh is not really a moed, it's equivalent to a moed. It's separate from a moed. It says,
well, that was Sammy's point. Mm-hmm. Before, I don't know, it depends again how you read this, Dr. David, because if you're going to read it...
There are 3 categories of day that you can blow the chatzotzrot, right? Is what it's basically saying. There are 3 separate categories.
Right, the chatzotzes were blown during the service of the Karmon. But I'm just saying, is Rosh Chodesh being specified here because it's a day of Karmon, and therefore we blow the chatzotzos, or is Rosh Chodesh being classified as Moad Dechem, as a day of Moed? I'm just saying that it makes sense to me personally to classify Rosh Chodesh as a Moed, because that is the essence of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is a Moed, meaning Rosh Chodesh is a time in which we greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's a day of Kapara. And how does the Kapara of Yom of Rosh Chodesh come about? Through this experience of Karma. But anyway, I can't rewrite the text. So I just have to accept what the Gemara says over here, that Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed, which means that Rosh Chodesh has fulfilled the 2 conditions that we need for the Chiyuv Hallel. Now we're in a paradoxical situation, because we've said over and over again that Rosh Chodesh is not included amongst the days that require Hallel. It would be nice to jack up the number from 21 to 33. Right there, add another 12, if my math is correct.
32, because Rosh Hashanah is included.
Okay, well, 32. No, excluded. 32, okay, fine. But we're going to see that Rosh Hashanah is not included, because it's
no holiday.
Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mason.
Right.
But the Gemara says that there is no hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara is going to have to introduce a 3rd condition. It's not enough to have a carbon. It's not enough to be called a moed. We need a 3rd condition. And this 3rd condition is what I want to focus your attention on tonight. The Gemara says about Rosh Chodesh, it's lacking what condition? Lo a'ikdish bi'asiyas melocha. The Gemara is now going to demonstrate from a pasuk in Nach that Shira, Hallel, requires a day that has Kedushas Hayom as far as Isur Melocha. In other words, the fact that you define the day as a sanctified day, it has Kedushas Hayom, it has its own carbon, it's called a moed, that's not sufficient. We've got to go a step further. We've got to have not just the Kedushas Hayom of, what shall we say, Parshas Pinchas, but we need the Kedushas Hayom of Parshas Emor, meaning the Kedushas Hayom of Isur Melocha. How does the Gemara know this? Hashir Yelachem Kelel His Kadesh Chak. What does His Kadesh mean? Again, you could offer different interpretations, but it certainly doesn't mean Karman, because we're talking about the night of Pesach. Is the answer is Leila Habakudosh Lechag. It's called a Chag because it's Makudosh. And what does Makudosh mean? How do you define the word Makudosh? Just give me an equation here. A equals B. Well, what does Makudosh equal?
Isur Melocha.
That's the equation that the Gemara is working with. Mekudosh in this context means Isur Melocha. And the precondition for Shira is Isur Melocha. So again, leaving out Chanukah for a minute, because that's going to be a paradox. But in all the other days, check me out on this, that are mentioned here in the 21 days, right? How many days are there in the 21? There's 13 days, correct, besides Chanukah. Is that correct? The higher mathematics here? 13? Did I get the right number? If there are 21 days of Hallel and you subtract subtract Chanukah, you're left with 13. What's common to all those 13 days? Not only that they all have their own Karban, not only that they're all called a Moed, but they all have what? An Isur Melocha. That's the Kiddush Sayom of Isur Melocha. Why do we bounce? Why do we reject Rosh Chodesh? Because it doesn't have this 3rd condition, namely Kiddush Sayom L'Inyan Isur Melocha. The Gemara now goes off on a tangent here. Wait a minute. There's a whole bunch of other days that fulfill these 3 conditions. Rosh Hashanah, for example, is called a Moed. Rosh Hashanah has its own Karban. Rosh Hashanah is also Vesis Melach. Yom Kippur. And why don't we recite Rosh Hashanah on these days? Dikri Moed, V'yikdush Basiyas Melacha, Lema, we should recite Hallel. So Gemara says, we shouldn't do Avon, Ravo, Amru Malach Yeshas Nekodesh Baruch V'Shalom Mipnei Mayin Yisolom Shiru L'Fanim V'Shonim Yom Kippur V'Efshav Melech Yosef Akisa Adin V'Sipri Kaim V'Sipri Meis P'Sipri L'Fanav V'Yisrael Amrim Shiru L'Fanai. Now the Gemara is going to ask, what about Chanukah? Chanukah doesn't have this or that or that. It has none of the conditions that are necessary. It's certainly not a moed. It has no karma and it has no isa malacha. And yet it's the 8th out of the 21. So the Gemara says there's another machayev of halal. Besides the kedushas hayom, there's another machayev of halal. What's the machayev of halal? Mishum nisa. So Chanukah's halal is generated by a different source than the other 13 days listed incorporated in the 21. The other 13 days are the source for the chiyuv halal is kedush sayom of simcha. On Chanukah, it's the chiyuv of nes, to be mahal, to thank Hashem for the nes. Yeah, well, there are other days in the year when we should thank Hashem for the nes. And one day of the year that I'm thinking of is very close to Chanukah. What's that?
Purim.
I don't mean it's close on the calendar, but it's close in its affinity. There's so many similarities between Chanukah and Purim. They're always, the Rambam has Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah to combine into one section because they are 2 days of Pirsumei Nisa. So Purim Dika Nisa Lema. Now the Gemara goes off with his famous principles that you need an Esperitz Yisrael, Neis Gadol Yopo, and not Purim. And the Gemara goes on, Beitzis Mitzrayim is Chutz Laretz, and yet we recite Halil. And the Gemara says, no, it's before they went into Eretz Yisrael. Once they went into Eretz Yisrael, then only an Es in Eretz Yisrael generates Halil. Then the Gemara says the famous principle of Rab Nachman, Kriyos Zui Lula, that even Purim requires Halil, etc., etc., etc. So here the Rav, Zichron Levracha, asked a fundamental question. You'll see this on the second side, and if there are any typos, you can only blame me. You see where it says, Kushas Moreno Agrid Salavechik? Maishna Rosh Chodesh Micholo Shel Moed. He's referring here to Sukkos. Sukkos, 6 of the 7 days of Sukkos that are calculated in the 21, generate a Chiyuv Halal, even though they are Cholo Shel Moed. And I emphasize the word Cholo Shel Moed. Now, we just finished saying that Rosh Chodesh was bumped from Halil because it's lacking Kiddush Zayom V'Yisr Malacha, correct? So the Rav is going to ask the obvious question. What about Chol Shomoid? Does Chol Shomoid have the Kiddush Zayom of Yisr Malacha? So he says that L'das Rov Rishonim, Yisr Asiyas Malacha B'Chol Shomoid is only Durabonin, it's not Doraisa. On a Torah level, You do not assume an Iser Malacha on Cholos Shel Moed. Umi Kamakom, nevertheless, Halel Noegbo, the Cholos Moed Shel Sukkos. In the case of Cholos Moed Pesach, there's a separate reason why we don't recite Halel. But if not for that separate reason, we certainly would recite Halel. So we see that in terms of calling something a chag or a moed, Cholos Shel Moed, despite the fact that it's lacking the Yisr Malacha, nevertheless is in the clan. So even though Cholos Shel Moed is not prohibited, it's not enjoined from Malacha Doraisa according to all these Rishonim, nevertheless it's called a chag. For example, the Torah says, Chag Asukas Tasalcha, how many days? Shivas Yomim, that includes also Cholos Shel Moed, so Cholos Shel Moed is called a chag. Chazinon, he says, we derive from this that ain't shame chag toli b'isr malacha. Ela b'kedushas hayom stam. And since Cholos Shel Moed has a kedushas hayom, let's say, for example, you have a mitzvah of lulav or a mitzvah of matzah on Cholos Shel Moed, or a mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, whatever it might be, therefore it's called a chag, and it justifies halel, even though it doesn't have any simulach according to these Rishonim. So why not say the same thing with regard to Rosh Chodesh? That Rosh Chodesh has a Kiddush Sayom, we see it has its own carbon, it's called a Moed. So what if it's lacking Yisr Malacha? Cholos Shel Moed is also lacking Yisr Malacha according to those Rishonim, and yet there is Halel. Now before we see the Rav's answer, which is on the bottom of this page, which I cut and pasted from Shi'urim L'Zecher Abba Mori, which is a sefer, I'm not exactly sure who wrote it. I guess maybe the Rav wrote it. More likely it was polished up by someone else. I don't know. It doesn't seem to me to be the Rav's style. But let's go on to the Gemara in Tainus, which is the second source on your page.
Can I just ask, what about Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach under the circumstances? Why wouldn't you use the same argument for the Chol HaMoed Pesach? That here you have, it's a moed.
Right, so that's the Gemara answers, that Pesach is Eino Cholik B'Korban Olsem. We left that
right,
in abeyance. To hopefully we'll try to come back, if not tonight, maybe some other occasion.
It has to have a difference.
Yeah, there's something that the carbon has to be different than the day before it. You know, it's not, if you have the same carbon day after day, then that's not enough. Okay? Yes, please.
What we were saying about Hallel on Hanukkah is that Svaras by the same Svar Mishum Nes to Hallel on
Yom HaTzmaut? Yeah, I guess so.
Is that the
only question about Yom HaTzmaut is whether or not the Ness was a Ness that affected all of Klal Yisrael, a rove of Klal Yisrael. So Rabban Soloveitchik has a whole discussion about this. Maybe we can talk about this when we get to Chodesh Mei. But certainly, if Yom HaTzmaut has Hallel, it's not the Hallel of a Moed, it's the Hallel of Ness. Purim should also have Hallel, but the Gemara says that either it does have Hallel in a hidden form through Kriyas HaMegillah vicariously, or for some other technical reason, technical foul, there's no Hallel on Purim. Now we take a look at the minhag to recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. We've just established that Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is not a chiyuv, but nevertheless it is a minhag. Where's the source in Shas? You should know this. For Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, the way we have it, so the Gemara tells us in Tainus a story about Rav Ikol of Bavel. Rav came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel on a trip. He went from Eretz Yisrael to Canada, you know, and he made his rounds. He went west, he went different places. Mm-hmm. And Chazinu, he went into the shul there in Calgary, and what happened? The Kakaru Hallel Bereish Yachah. They were reciting Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Sovar Laf Sekinu. Now, it's even in Bavel, they recognize Rav as the Gadol Hador. So Rav was about to stop this tzibur, you know, yell and scream and bang on the table and kick in this and say, hey guys, there is no Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Came on the Chazah the Kamedalgi Deluge. Then he paid attention. I guess he gave it a second thought. It's always good before you do a Maisa Kanos, you know, to give it a second thought, a second look. And now he realized that they were reciting Hal B'Dilug is not Hal. Omar, he declared, Shmamina Minagavosehem B'Yedchem. What we want to take out of this Gemara is that there is a Minag to recite Hallel. Above and beyond the 21 days of Chiyuv, there are days in which we recite Hallel because of Minag. And let's count those days. How many days are there where Hallel is only a Minag? First we have Rosh Chodesh. Then we have Chol HaMoed Pesach. So there is such a concept as Hallel B'Dilug on a Mishum Minag. Now here's the question. Is there a fundamental difference between the Hallel that we recite on Rosh Chodesh and the Hallel that we recite on the 21 days of Hallel? We know that in the case of Rosh Chodesh, because the minhag we're going to recite Hallel B'Diluk, so that itself is a fundamental difference. Does it even go beyond that? For example, would there be a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? So you and I know that there is, but that's only because we live in Ashkenaz. I don't mean that we live in Ashkenaz, but we follow the Ashkenazic minhag. So the Rambam, for example, has a slightly different take on this whole thing. The Rambam Hilchas Hallel, which is in Hilchas Megillah, says, Al Roshei Chodoshim, Kriyas HaHallel Minag V'Yena Mitzvah Minag Zebet Tzibur. Because if you notice that the Gemara in Erchin had mentioned that the 21 days are Yomim Shayachib Gomer Behemes HaHallel. Mm-hmm. Apparently there are days where the Tzibur recites Hallel. And the Rambam says that whenever Hallel is a minog, then that minog is incumbent upon the tzibur. Not upon whom?
Yeah,
the yachid. The ein mevarchin olav. And the Rambam goes on to say that not only is there a fundamental difference between the Hal and Rosh Chodesh in terms of the size of the Hal, and in terms of the fact that it's only a minik, and in terms of the fact that it's only incumbent upon the Tzibur and not on the Yachid, there's another difference between Halil and Rosh Chodesh and other Halils, and that is a Mevarchan Olav. Why? She'ein Mevarchan Al Minog. The Yachid lo Yikra Klal, meaning Yachid has no obligation to read Halil, according to the Rambam. So the Shliach Tzibur recited on behalf of the entire Tzibur. V'im Hischil, however, if the Yachid picked up Halil and he began it, Yashlim. V'yikra B'dil, K'derech Shekolim Rat Tzibur. So if you find yourself in private and you're reciting Halil, then, if you began the Hallel, you should complete it, Bedilug, in the same identical way that you recite Hallel, Bedilug, Betzibu. Now, this is a very odd kind of halacha. First of all, question number one is, why would the minig of Hallel Rosh Chodesh be so fundamentally different than the Hallel? Usually, when you accept upon yourself a minig, the minig should be a mirror image of what the Iker Adin is. So, here, not only have you truncated the Hallel, but on top of that, you've insisted that this Hallel is only incumbent upon a Tzibur. Now, with regard to the 21 days of Hallel, of Chiyuv Hallel, there's no difference between the Tzibur and the Yachid. Everyone's Chayiv in Hallel. So now the Minig picks up a Chiyuv Tzibur and drops the Yachid. And the story gets even more complicated because the Rambam says that even with regard to the Yachid, if he began the Hallel, he should complete the Hallel. So we have, again, four different halachas with regard to Hallel and Rosh Chodesh. Each one is kind of odd. The first halacha regarding Hallel and Rosh Chodesh is that we do it bediluk. We truncate it. The second halacha of Hallel and Rosh Chodesh is that it's only a chiyuv on the tzibur. The third strange halacha with regard to Rosh Chodesh is that the Hallel and Rosh Chodesh is without a bracha. And finally, we don't understand bechlal, why there's a minig, and if there is a minig, why doesn't the minig mirror image or clone the original Chiyuv Hallel?
By the way, is it strange, by the way, that we don't say a bracha? Usually on a minig, you don't say a bracha. Isn't it more difficult to say a bracha on a minig?
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see. The Ravid sheet is that we do make a bracha, but the question
what
is
other
why.
What argument do we ever make a bracha on?
Yeah, what minig do we make a bracha
right,
on?
It like, seems to be the exception to the rule to say
like Yontif Sheni Shel Golis, right? I didn't have 2 days Yontif where I was, yeah. But you had 2 days Yontif here,
right,
correct?
Right.
So what did you do on the second day? Did you recite Kiddush?
Right.
So that's a bracha on a minig, because Yontif Sheni today is a minig. So it's very complicated. For example, on Chibut Arava, we don't recite a bracha. That's a minig neviyah. But on certain minhagim, we do recite a bracha. Now let's just go on to the Rambam, because let's talk about Hallel on Chol Hamoed Pesach. The Rambam says that just like there's a minig to recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, there's also likewise a minig to recite Hallel on Chol Hamoed Pesach. V'chein b'shar yimei ha-Pesach korin b'dilug k'halel b'dilug k'rashei chadoshim. So at least the Rambam is consistent. The k'rashei chadoshim indicates that whenever the minog generated a mitzvah of kriyas halel, again it's a mitzvah mitzad minog, then it's always going to be identical. All the dinim are going to apply. There's one, shall we say, chefza of halel b'minog that applies b'im b'rosh chodesh u'b'im b'chol hamoed Pesach. The Ravid, on the other hand, disagrees. First of all, he doesn't understand what the Rambam means, minig ze betzibur, that this howl of minig is only betzibur. Yeah, but again, the Rambam l'chor is well based in the fact that the yachid gomer ben es ha'hal, mashma that on other days the tzibur is gomer. Mm-hmm. So the Ravid says something totally different. He says, u'masha omer v'yachid, in other words, not only do I disagree with the Rambam that this minig is incumbent upon the tzibur and not on the yachid, I don't even understand in the Rambam's frame of reference why the yachid should be obligated to continue and complete his, again, complete in quotation marks, complete his hal bedilu. Ela, but rather, yikra kamoshi yirtsev chosem kichasimas hatzibur. That's one Ravid. There's another Ravid, and I think we should take the two in context. The Ravid is at the bottom of your page one. It's the last Ravid in Hilchos Brachos. The Ravid says, and I underlined it, Nira Lishalo Amro Ela al cholo shel Pesach bilvat. This principle that you don't make a bracha on a minig, which Michael, you were waving the flag of that statement, that principle before, that only applies to the halel of cholo shel Pesach. Get this. Aval shel rosh chodesh bibracha tiknua. So whereas the Rambam at least is consistent about equating the halel of minig of Rosh Chodesh with the halel of minig of Pesach, Chol Hamoed Pesach, the Ravid wants to smash, he wants to split the two. He wants to suggest that one gets a bracha and one does not get a bracha. Now, let me ask you a question intuitively, if you'll follow my line of reasoning. If you had to choose between one of these two, the halel of Pesach or the halel of Rosh Chodesh, and say to you, one of them would get a bracha, the other wouldn't, which would you choose? Pesach. I would choose Pesach. Pesach is a moed. Pesach is a yontif. Pesach has a mitzvah of matzah, and an isur achilus chametz. It has, basically, chol hamoed is identical with the other days. In fact, I don't know about you guys, but I don't wear tefillin on chol hamoed Pesach. Do you? Is there anyone here who's bold enough to say that he does wear tefillin on chol hamoed? Nobody?
I do.
I was down in Florida once for Chol HaMoed. It's unbelievable. They have a takana there in the Young Israel of North Miami Beach that if you're not wearing challah on Chol HaMoed, you can't be a shliach tzibur.
If you don't wear tefillin
on Chol HaMoed, you cannot serve as a shliach tzibur. That's how far they go. That's what I call real Ashkenazi land, you know. Mm-hmm. But the Ramban Shita is that Hallel on Pesach requires a bracha, but Halal Rosh Chodesh does not. I mean, in a certain sense, the Ramban is belongs to the camp of the Ravid, in that both the Ramban and the Ravid split between the Halal of Rosh Chodesh and the Halal of Chol HaMoed Pesach. But they split, if you notice, in opposite directions, whereas the Ravid says that Halal on Rosh Chodesh gets a bracha, and Halal on Chol HaMoed fits into the principle of Ein Mevarchem Al HaMinug. The Ramban says just the opposite. The Ramban says that Halal on Chol HaMoed Pesach gets a bracha, and Halal on Rosh Chodesh does not get a bracha because Ein Mevarchem Al HaMinug. And to be honest with you, the Ramban makes a heck of a lot more sense, because the Ramban is saying that the minig is going to extend the halal of the first day of Pesach throughout the yomim of Pesach, all the yom tovim of Pesach. It's similar to what? What would be a perfect precedent for taking the halal of the first day and extending it all 7 days? Sukkot. So in a sense, the minig of Pesach is to mirror image the halal of Sukkot. Just like in Sukkot we have halal all 7 days, so too in Pesach we should have halal all 7 days. And therefore it deserves a bracha. Because basically Pesach has the halal in it. Inherently it has the halal. The problem was a side problem, that the korban repeats itself day after day. Fine. But if the minig wants to upgrade Chol HaMoed Pesach and equate it with Chol HaMoed Sukkot, there's no reason why I shouldn't do that. After all, Chol HaMoed Pesach has the same status as Chol HaMoed Sukkot. There's no difference. It doesn't fall short in its sanctity. All right, it has a boring series of karbanos. Oh, I grant you that. The karban becomes repetitive. You know, it's great for the Bali Kriya. You know, they all have to learn the Kriya once, and then they just repeat it every day of Pesach. But that doesn't justify the absence of Hallel in essence, meaning inherently, conceptually, in pure theoretical terms, in abstract definitions, Pesach requires Hallel just like Sukkot requires Hallel.
But maybe we specifically want to differentiate it, because the Gemara is very specific. Because they don't have separate karbanos, it's not like the other stuff. So maybe Dafka, that's why it's very important.
Again, the Ravid says you don't make a bracha because Eimer Varchan al Aminik. I don't know. He doesn't say because, you know, we're trying to make a big stir about it. Why, according to the Ravid, does Rosh Chodesh require a bracha? How on Rosh Chodesh? Mm-hmm. Says something very interesting. This is on the bottom line of page 1. Aval shel Rosh Chodesh bibracha. That's how they were misakin. Why? Now look at the next 4 words. And this, Michael, maybe is your idea of, you know, waving a flag. We're going to use the bracha as a flag. And what do we want to convey? What does it say on this flag? Kedei lefarsamo shehu Rosh Chodesh. If there's a kiyum, according to the Ravid, a pirsum, to publicize that the day is Rosh Chodesh. Very strange. I would think we should run around with a sign. You know, let's get a whole cheering squad. Mm-hmm. You know, and everyone should say, hold the sign up. Today is Rosh Chodesh. You know, go to the UN and make a demonstration. Today is Rosh Chodesh. But no, the vehicle for Pirsum of Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, but which part of Hallel? The bracha of Hallel. You know, very strange. It's the bracha of Hallel. That's the clincher. That's the Pirsum. So Rosh Chodesh needs a Pirsum, and that Pirsum is achieved by adding a bracha to Rosh Chodesh.
So it wouldn't come down to the inyanim that you've been talking about.
Well,
it's its own reason.
Yeah, but what is this reason? It's very difficult to make any sense out of this.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Well, what sense is Kedei L'farsim Oshu Rosh Chodesh?
Halal is already a huge shana. It's already like, right. When you hear halal, it's already out of the ordinary, and you already think it's like, there's something special going on.
I do want to tell you that the Ravid is not the basis of our Ashkenazic minhag to recite Hallel with a bracha Rosh Chodesh. Our minhag traces itself back to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam also gives a very strange reason why Hallel on Rosh Chodesh deserves a bracha, and that's on page 1, the next to the last source, Tosus in Sukkah. Tosus in Sukkah quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and he says that even though the principle of Ein Mevarchim al Haminig applies to the Arava, you know, the Minig of Chibut Arava on Hoshad Arava, you should not equate Hallel with Chibut Arava. Why? So there's no brach on the Arava because Arava Eina Ela Tiltul. That's an interesting concept, Tiltul. Tiltul sounds like the laws of Shabbos, I don't know. That's only just because I spent a lot of time on Tiltul. He says, "V'kevan delav takantahi el minhaga," and here I would underline the next few words. Rabbeinu Tam says, "Lo chashiva lemikba la bracha." It's not significant enough to deserve the kvius of a bracha. Aval kriyas ahalil lo gara mikore batora. Sometimes the minhag is very chashuv because that minhag, in a sense, mimics a maisa mitzvah doraisa. In this case, kriyas haTorah. Because, after all, what is Hallel made up of?
Psukim.
It's all psukim in Tehillim, right? It's all in Tanakh, in Ksuvim. So, it's logarami kriyas haTorah. Just like kriyas haTorah deserves a bracha, so kriyas haHallel deserves a bracha. Again, you can always ask Rabbeinu Tam, I don't understand. I already made the bracha on birchas haTorah. So, I'm reading psukim in the Torah, so every time I take out psukim, My friend Sam reads Tehillim, so he should recite a bracha because he reads Tehillim. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. But the Rabbeinu Tam now wants to show you a precedent that sometimes a minhag deserves a bracha, and that's what we discussed earlier. Udekavase Ashkan demevarchim ashnei yomim tovim shel golios v'eino ela minhag bialma. Because he's referring to Gemara of Minig Avosechem B'yedchem, and yet we recite a bracha on matzah and on sukkah and on lulav and everything. So you see that sometimes we can upgrade the status of a minog and it deserves a bracha. So too, once we have that breakthrough and that precedent of Yontif Sheni, we can apply the same logic to Kriyas HaHalel because it's Logara Mikari B'Torah, and since Logara Mikari B'Torah, it has a certain chashivas to it, and therefore we're going to give it a bracha. Just like the case of Yontif Sheni Shel Golis, where we give it a bracha.
Just a quick question. So, what's the difference between saying a bracha and the tiltul of my lula of on waving of my lula of Yontif Sheni versus the tiltul of Arava? Both are just waving or picking up. Why? So, based on Rabbeinu Tam,
Says we don't make a bracha on Arava,
right?
Because it's a minig of tiltul. Right, why not say the same thing about Dalet Minim? And yet we recite a bracha.
So, what's the distinction?
So let's just see. I mean, there's a lot to talk about here, and time is going very fast. Let's just summarize a few kashas that we have. Number one, why is Chol HaMoed Pesach different than Chol HaMoed Sukkos? And there's no Chiyuv Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach because Eino Cholek B'Karbonosav. Question number two, what about Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Why is Rosh Chodesh bumped from the membership list of Chiyuv Hallel because Ein Bo Kedushas Hayom Visa Malach? After all, according to most Rishonim, Chol HaMoed does not have Kedushas Hayom Visa Malach, and yet we know it's called a Chag. Question number three, does Rosh Chodesh deserve a bracha or not? The Rambam says no, because Eim Evarchem al Minig. The Ravid said yes, because it's Lefarsim Shehu Rosh Chodesh. What does that mean? It's gibberish. To be Mefarsim, it's Rosh Chodesh, therefore we say a bracha. And the next question is, why does the Rabbeinu Tam allow for a bracha in Kriyas HaHalel on Rosh Chodesh because Lo Gara Mikori B'Torah? What does that mean? He bumps off a bracha from my Rava because it's Tiltul. So to answer some of these questions, if not all of them, I want to refer you to a paragraph in Shi'urim L'Zecha B'Mari, which is, I cut and pasted for you on page 2. By the way, you notice the color of this paper. Somebody said he thought I brought it from Eretz Yisrael. But the truth of the matter is I brought it here in this neighborhood in Costco. It's recycled paper. Now, I don't know if that means that therefore it has to be this color. But it's Canadian recycled paper. Just for the records.
I don't know if there's any difference.
You didn't notice it. Okay, if you had white paper, you might notice. Here, compare it in color to this. Oh, this is ancient anyway.
This is regular white paper.
You see? Okay. There is a difference in color. So somebody accused me of bringing this paper from Eretz Yisrael.
Extra Kedusha.
Yeah. Right. But that's why it pales compared to the white paper that we're used to.
Okay.
So the Rav says something pretty revolutionary here. And hold on to your seats, because he's going to tell us something about Chol HaMoed and compare and contrast Rosh Chodesh with Chol HaMoed. That's just should blow your socks off. He says the following. Chalukah Kedushas Rosh Chodesh miKedushas Chol HaMoed. Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, says the Rav, expresses itself only with regard to Karbon Musaf. Remember, Joe, we discussed this. The only unique aspect of Rosh Chodesh, to define it as a day of sanctification, that sanctified day that's unique on the calendar, is karma. That's all it's got. That's the only mitzvah, shall we say, that's in its pocket. He says, "Ein bo ela kedusha hamefureshes beparshas Pinchas bikra de roshei chadshecha." In Parshas Pinchas, the Torah delineates the carbon of Rosh Chodesh. That's the only parsha that invests Rosh Chodesh with kedusha. He says that this kedusha has no other meaning other than karbon. With regard to every other aspect of our behavior on Rosh Chodesh, our observance of Rosh Chodesh is identical to our observance of any mundane day in the calendar year. We therefore could only call it Mekudosh within the bounds of the Karbon Musaf, which is brought obviously in the Beis HaMikdash like any other karbon. So once you step out of the bounds of the Beis HaMikdash and you go into the Medina, into Gvulin, you have to drop the Kedush Sayom concept of Rosh Chodesh. Not so in the case of Chol Shel Moed. I might grant you that Chol Shel Moed is lacking the Kedusha Sayom of Iser Malach on a Daraisa level. But says the Rav, Kedushas Chol HaMoed makifa and encompasses harbe dinim v'chalosim. Meaning, if we analyze what Kedush Sayom is, Karbon is one, but there are many other dimensions of Kedush Sayom. Iser Malach is another, but there are others. And Chol Shel Moed obtains. No, that's not the word I wanted. Chol Shel Moed possesses. Let's say possesses all these other dimensions of Kedush Sayom. And now the Rav goes through them. He says that Kedusha Sayom as a concept, this is a paragraph, by the way, that is extremely powerful. You know, only a first-class lamdan like the Rav could say such a thing. That what is Kedusha Sayom? You know, define it. You know, we use the term Kedusha Sayom left, right, and center, but we never stop and think, well, what is Kedusha Sayom? So the Rav says, Kedusha Sayom expresses itself in four different elements. Number one, Iser Malacha. Number two, Karbon Musaf. Number three, Chovas HaRegel. Meaning, Aliyah L'Regel. And number four, the unique mitzvos of that day. For example, Matzah or Sukkah.
Didn't we say there is no Iser Melacha Chol HaMoed?
No. Again, Kedushas Hayom Mitbateit Be'Arba Dvarim. He's taking a step back. I would have written this as a separate paragraph. You know, I would have pressed the return button. Kedushas Hayom as a concept incorporates four different elements. Now, let's take the litmus test and size up Cholo Shel Moed with regard to these four elements. So you pointed out very well that according to Rav Shonim, there's no Iser Melacha on Cholo Shel Moed. So how many of the elements are you going to drop?
Just one. First.
Only one. Harei Shloshes HaMachayvim, the other three obligations of number one, Karbon, number two, Aliyah L'Regel, number three, the mitzvahs of the Yontif, of the Chag, they all apply to Chol HaMoed as they do to the first day of Yontif, which is the Yom HaMekudosh. So what would you say? If there are four elements that define and make up the Kiddush Sayom, and you have three out of the four, would you say that day has Kiddush Sayom primarily?
Yeah.
Achri Rab Lahatis, right? 75%, that's a pretty good batting average.
Especially if the Kedusha is a continuation from the first day. Meaning, especially if the Kedusha is, if it's one whole Kedusha for the Shiva, the 7 days of Pesach.
Excellent point. That's a brilliant point. That if it's one identical Kedusha of all 7 days, then just as the first day has Kedusha Sayom, so too all the other days have Kedusha Sayom. So let's compare Rosh Chodesh to Chol HaMoed. He says Rosh Chodesh doesn't size up to Chol HaMoed. Rosh Chodesh has one out of four dimensions of Kedush Sayom, and that dimension is limited to the Beis HaMikdash. Chol HaMoed, by contrast, has three dimensions of Kedush Sayom. In fact, according to some Rishonim, it has four dimensions of Kedush Sayom because it even generates an Isur Melacha D'Oraisa. With all that Teirin, but an Isur Melacha D'Oraisa. So the Rav says something mind-boggling. He says that Chol HaMoed has the Kedush Sayom of Isur Melacha. Wait a minute. He's going according to those Rishonim who say that Isur Melacha is only Derabbanan. And Midrash, there is no Isur Melacha. And yet he says that Chol HaMoed has the Isur Melacha, has the Kedush Sayom of Isur Melacha. That's a paradox, says the Rav. And we're not going to read every single word here, but he says the following. He says, the Kedushas Hayom of Chol HaMoed, lo nishtansa klal uklal mizu shal yontav, v'ein hi p'chusa mikdushas Hayom shal yom rishon o yom achron, v'kevan shekdushas zu hi miksha v'chativa achas, this is what Sammy was saying before, v'shar machayvim, with the exception of Isa Malacha, na'agim b'chol HaMoed, they apply in Chol HaMoed, v'meila, Shalom Pashta Tsuros Ayisodis Bechol HaMoed Velo Hufka Tokva El Nemer Baheter Biyuchad Legabi Malach. The Rav says something interesting, absolutely fascinating, that sometimes you can judge something by its external manifestations, you know, both from Chitzoni, but that's not fair. Because what you really have to look at is the inner kishkes. The inner kishkes of Chol HaMoed is Kedush Sayom, even as far as Isur Melacha. The Torah may have alleviated the Isur Melacha and given us license to perform Melacha on Chol HaMoed for whatever reason. But essentially, the Kedush Sayom generates an Isur Melacha. In practicality, we don't implement that Isur Melacha. We don't observe it. But it's there. And my nafkimina. So the Rav said, and that's on the next page, which I wasn't able to photocopy at this point, but the Rav said he once asked Father, why is it that he doesn't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, I asked my father that question, Rav Chaim. And I thought that Rav Chaim's response would be, the Valoshin Yeshiva. The Valojina Yeshiva followed the Minhag HaGaon, the Vilna Gaon. Right? Reb Chaim Valojina was the Talmud par excellence of the Vilna Gaon. And in Valojina, they did not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So since Reb Chaim was from that tradition of the Vilna Gaon, it made sense to me, so that's what the Reb Moshe said to his son, that Reb Chaim would not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So Rav Moshe was very surprised by Rav Chaim's response. Rav Chaim said to Rav Moshe, I don't agree with the Gaon. The Gaon said that we don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because of the mitzvah of matzah or the mitzvah of sukkah. I can't accept that. Because if you take a look at the Gemara Menachos that says that there's no tefillin on Yontif, it says because of the concept of os. Shabbos is called an os. Yontif is called an os. In the very same pasuk where it says os, it says mechaleleha mos yumos. What dimension of Kedush Sayom is indicated in this pasuk? Great, I'll read the pasuk to you. It's in Shmos Lamed Aleph. Achash habsosai tishmoru ki os hi beini uveinechem ledoroseichem ushmartem es ha-shabos umechaleleha mos yumos. So the Torah explicitly identifies os with Issa Malacha, not with the mitzvah Hayom. Says Reb Chaim, Cholo Shel Moed has the Kedusha Hayom of Issa Malacha. It's an os, and the Kedusha itself essentially, inherently, is a Kedusha Hayom of Issa Malacha. But hutar mechlolo, malacha, the Torah allow. I always thought when I heard this vart from the Rav that he was referring to another famous vart about Isha. Does Isha have the same Kedushas Yisrael as an Ish? I mean, Eved, we say, is potter from time ground mitzvahs, and yet he doesn't have a complete Kedushas Yisrael. What about an Isha? So the Rav used to say, I don't know if he quoted Reb Chaim on this, but he used to say that the Kedushas HaGavra, the Kedushas Yisrael of an Isha is identical to that of an Isha. Elahuter mechlolo. But the Torah alleviated a woman of those mitzvahs that are time bound. In the case of the Eved, that's not so. In the case of the Eved only has a miktas Kedushas Yisrael. He's a partial Jew. He's not a full-fledged Jew. His Kedushas Yisrael is impaired, is partial, is pagum. And therefore he doesn't have those mitzvahs. A woman has those mitzvahs. The chiyuv is inherent in her Kedushas Hayom. Just the Torah alleviated her. So the same thing in Chol HaMoed. Again, this is my equation. That in Chol HaMoed, the Kedushas Hayom of Issa Malacha is inherent. It exists in Chol HaMoed. It's an os. And therefore I should abstain from Malacha. But the Torah alleviated the Issa Malacha, Huta Mechlolo, to allow me on Rosh Chodesh, on Chol HaMoed, to take a trip, you know, to the Galil, you know, and go on a teal. I don't mean that literally, but Yisdach Memela says Reb Chaim, there's no tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is the same os, has the same Iser Malach inherent in its Kedusha as the first and the last days of Yat. Is Memela says the Rav, we can begin to understand now the Ramban Shita very well. Remember, we said according to the Ramban that there's a bracha on Hallel on Pesach. The Gemara says that Eino Cholik Bekarbonosov. It means that once I've recited Hallel at the beginning of Pesach, so that Hallel at the beginning of Pesach covers me for the entire Pesach. Why? Because Eino Cholik Bekarbonosov. There's no chidush in the Kedushas Hayom. It's one flowing, identical Kedushas Hayom, continuous from beginning to end. So one Kedushas Hayom from beginning to end, we call it seven days, but it's really one day. So I recite Hallel once. That's enough. Geduk. I'm put. In the case of Sukkos, each day is a separate entity. There's a Hischadshus in the Kedushas Hayom. Haraya is a new carbon that's not the same as the one before and the one after. So therefore, each day is a separate entity, requires its Kedushas Hayom, requires its own Hallel. The minhag of reciting Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach is to take the concept of Kedushas Hayom to its extreme. Not to its extreme, I shouldn't say that, but to its logical conclusion, that the Kedushas Hayom generates a Chiyuv Hallel. Is when Mela says to Ramban, once the minhag extended the Hallel to any day that has Kedushas Hayom, and like Reb Chaim said, that the Kedushas Hayom of Chol HaMoed is identical with the Kedushas Hayom of Yontif, is we're going to recite Hallel with a bracha. But Rosh Chodesh has no Kedushas Hayom. Where is the Kedusha Yom of Rosh Chodesh? I look for it here, there, and else. I couldn't find it. Because where is it? It's in the Beis HaMikdash. Is Memela, what would be in the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Chodesh? There would be a Chiyuv Hallel. And in Rosh Chodesh, in Beis HaMikdash, Hallel would be a full Hallel with a Bracha. Elo what? There's no Issur Melacha. Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is impossible because it's lacking Issur Melacha. So the minig was to recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh because of what? Of those elements of Rosh Chodesh that existed in Mikdash. And basically what we have to do is we have to take the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh in Mikdash, and through the vehicle of Minog, we have to expand the Chiyuv Hallel outside the bounds of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, we have to take the Kedushas Hayom of Mikdash, of Rosh Chodesh, by virtue of its unique carbon, and we have to expand it and extend it beyond the bounds of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why in Tefillas Musaf on Rosh Chodesh we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'Rashei Chodashim. What right do we have to say that outside the Beis HaMikdash? I'm reciting Musaf here in Toronto, Canada, and I'm saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'Rashei Chodashim. What Kedushas Rosh Chodesh is there on in Chutz Laaretz, or even in Eretz Yisrael outside the Mikdash? The answer is that the power of the minig was such that it could take Kedushas Hayom and expand it. Where do we find a similar concept that a minig has the power to expand Kedushas Hayom? Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. There it's a little different. There the Yontif Sheni Shel Golias is expanding the Kedushas Hayom bizman. Here in the minig of Rosh Chodesh, the minig is expanding the Kedushas Hayom in Makom, beyond the bounds of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Ravid, we're going to recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh with a bracha. Kedei lefarsamo shehu Rosh Chodesh. So the Rav Zichron Levracha has a radical understanding of this Ravid. And with this we'll conclude the halachic part of the Shia, and then if you want to take a break and we'll get back. I have some beautiful Torah about Rosh Chodesh from the Rav and Ahashkafikdom. The Rav says that we have a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. It was unthinkable for the Rav that the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, went out with the Churban HaBayis and with the inability to be Mekadesh the Chodesh without a Sanhedrin. We know that Sanhedrin is vested with the power, the authority of Mekadesh Chodoshim. So Kol Zman we had a Sanhedrin, there was Mekayim, there was a Kiyum of the Mitzvah of HaChodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodoshim. But what happened after the Bittul of Sanhedrin? So did this Mitzvah just dissipate? Is it lost? Even today we say Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodoshim. So the Rav says that Sanhedrin has no independent authority or energy or power to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. The power of Sanhedrin is the power of Klal Yisrael. They are the duly elected representatives of Klal Yisrael. Kol Zman we have a Sanhedrin, they are Mekadesh the Chodesh as a representative of Klal Yisrael. If there's no Sanhedrin, then the power to be Mekadesh the Chodesh reverts back to Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael has to observe Rosh Chodesh, and by observing Rosh Chodesh, Klal Yisrael invests the Kedushas Hayom into Rosh Chodesh. So the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh applies even today. How so? So first of all, on Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, like we did last Shabbos, we announce what's called Hachroza, what day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. The women folk have a minig of not to do malach on Rosh Chodesh. Not only that, but we have a minig to recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. The sum total of all of these is to observe Rosh Chodesh as a separate day. By observing Rosh Chodesh as a separate day, as a unique singular day, we are Makadosh the Rosh Chodesh. The Kiddush HaChodesh is a process of mitzvah that continues even today. Says the Raven, if that be the case, if what we're doing is we're injecting sanctity into Rosh Chodesh, then it requires a bracha. The Yisod HaYisodos of challah with a bracha is the Kedusha Sayyom. If we are using Hallel, the recitation of Hallel, as the vehicle through which we inject Kedusha Sayyom into Rosh Chodesh, then we're going to recite Hallel with a bracha. And that's what the Raven means when he says, Kedei lefarsamo shehu Rosh Chodesh. Rabbeinu Tam is going in a whole different way. Rabbeinu Tam wants to know whether you can make a bracha on a minig, you can't make a bracha on a minig. So Rabbeinu Tam wants to upgrade certain minhagim and say they have a status that you can make a bracha on them. It's logora, hal is logora, mi kriya satora. That's a whole different way. But the Raven's understanding is very unique, the way the Rav interprets it. That since we're using Rosh Chodesh, I'm sorry, we're using Hallel on Rosh Chodesh as the means to be Makadesh the Chodesh, then basically what we're doing is we are generating a chiyuv Hallel. Because insofar as we are creating through the Hallel, it's Gita V'yodah V'ankacha, simultaneously with the act of sanctifying Rosh Chodesh, it boomerangs back, and now the Kedusha Sayom that we have sanctified Rosh Chodesh generates a chiyuv Hallel. And once there's a chiyuv Hallel, we're going to make a bracha. That's the power of the minute. Is doch memele, I understand why the Rambam says that Hallel Rosh Chodesh is incumbent upon whom? On the Tzibur. Because who has the power to be Makadosh the Chodesh? You and I? Can you get up? I mean, Joe, we love you, but can you get up and decide, oh, I'm going to be Makadosh the Chodesh? No. The Tzibur has that power, because every Tzibur in Klal Yisrael, it represents Klal Yisrael. It's a miniature of Klal Yisrael. If the Yochid already began reciting Hallel, then the Chiyuv Hallel, which is generated by the Kedusha Sayom of the Tzibur, now bounces off and applies to the Yochid. I mean, he's not obligated to do so. But if he started the Hallel, he can finish it, says the Rambam. Because there is a Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, we'll take a break now. If anybody wants to come back and discuss a little bit more Hashkafadik, the Rav has a beautiful, beautiful description of what Rosh Chodesh is all about based on his philosophical understanding, and we'll try to talk about that.